New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 927 and a low of 591. Ontario's rising COVID numbers are a continuation of the fourth wave that started in September, not the start of a fifth wave, the province's top doctor said Thursday. Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore said higher case counts were anticipated as people moved indoors in the cold weather. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported yesterday. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 5:30 p.m. on November 25 to 189,531 tested 987 confirmed 258, 1, active cases asterisk note. 1, is an active case in a non-Algoma resident who's temporarily in the region 14 currently hospitalized 729 resolved 14 deceased Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma. B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 867 in Sault Ste. Marie and Area 70 in Central and East Algoma, 33 in Elliott Lake and Area 17 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of November 24 states, 4,428 cumulative positives, 3.768 cumulative recovered, 55 deaths, 12 cases currently hospitalized. Latest cases in local schools, Anna McCrae Public School, 2 confirmed student cases, Echo Bay Central Public School, 1 confirmed student case, Greenwood Public School, 1 confirmed student case, Isabel Fletcher Public School, 6 confirmed student cases, 1 confirmed staff case, Keewedin Public School, 2 confirmed student cases, Cora Collegiate and Vocational School, 1 confirmed student case, Cora Intermediate School, 2 confirmed student cases, Pinewood Public School, 1 confirmed student case, R.M. Moore, 1 confirmed student case, Thessalon Public School, 1 confirmed student case, 1 confirmed staff case, White Pines Collegiate and Vocational School, 2 confirmed student cases. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. Algoma Public Health is continuing in Phase 2 of Ontario's three-phase vaccine distribution program. As of 3:30 p.m. on November 24 to 185,129 total doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered, now including third doses for those eligible. 82.7% of youth 12 to 17 have received at least one dose. 88,892 people are fully vaccinated, received two doses. 87.2% of eligible population, 92,189 people have received at least one dose, 80.6% of the population or 90.4% of the eligible population, APH reported cases this week. Cases 792 to 817 were reported on November 19. Cases 818 to 858 were reported on November 20. Cases 859 to 890 were reported on November 22. Cases 891 to 918 were reported on November 22. Cases 919 to 941 were reported on November 23. APH also reported 5 deaths in this update. Cases 942 to 958 were reported on November 24. Cases 959 to 987 were reported on November 25. Unvaccinated hospital employees face deadline today, November 22. Employees must have received first COVID-19 vaccination dose, have until December 20 to receive second dose. Appointments for kids 5 to 11 to receive COVID-19 vaccine can be booked starting November 23. Appointments can be booked online or by phone. COVID outbreaks declared at 2 ADSB schools. APH confirmed outbreaks at Thessalon Public School and Cora Intermediate School. COVID cases confirmed at 3 Algoma schools. Impacted schools are White Pines, Echo Bay and Central Algoma Secondary School. Hospital fires: 13 unvaccinated staff. Staff members fired included 4 registered nurses, 4 registered practical nurses and 5 support services workers. APH, considering, additional COVID-19 restrictions changes around gatherings and community activities are being discussed. Sudbury Senator José Forrest Nising has passed away. Well-known Sudbury woman had spent the past month in hospital battling COVID-19. Rage, Canadian docs speak out against threats over COVID-19 public health measures. Healthcare workers are facing attacks on a level they've never before experienced. Molecular test no longer needed for quick trips across U.S. border also starting November 30. Individuals traveling within Canada will be required to show proof of full vaccination. Ontario. Holiday virus precautions depend on vaccination status, symptoms, says province. It's recommended that people wear masks and physically distance from others if meeting with people from multiple households who aren't vaccinated, are partially vaccinated, or their vaccination status isn't known. Ontario. Ford calls for flight ban, other measures in response to new variant. The premier's demands come after several countries, including the European Union, moved to stop flights from southern Africa over concern about the variant known as B.1.1.529. World. South African scientists detect new virus variant amid spike currently identified as B.1.1.529. The new variant has also been found in Botswana and Hong Kong in travelers from South Africa.